Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right, Miami. You heard here first. This is Stephen Sports Blog with you on MSL Radio. Today we have Casey Wally. Casey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing all right. And today we also have a special guest. And he is the radio director, the president, and also the co-host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson, Eric Robinson. It's Darren Williamson.
What up, what up?
Darren, what's going on with you today?
What's up, man? Ain't nothing. I'm just, you know, chilling. It's y'all world. I'm just living in it.
So that's true for the next 30 minutes. It's our world just living in it. All right. So today is a special day, because it's a special episode of Stephen Sports Blog, straight up NBA Finals, because everybody knows that's the hype for today, is the fact that tonight is game one of the NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of lots to look for in just game one alone. LeBron. Everybody knows LeBron. I don't need to say his last name, LeBron James, whatever. This is his fifth straight NBA Finals. But you know what? He's not the only one in his fifth straight NBA Finals. And everyone likes to say, oh, LeBron in the fifth straight NBA Finals. But guess what? He's not the only one. Anybody ever think of James Jones? Why does nobody ever think of James Jones? James Jones was there with LeBron in Miami. And he's there again with LeBron in Cleveland. And he's also in his fifth straight NBA Finals. Now, he might not have done much to get into the Finals, but you still got to give the guy credit for getting there for the fifth straight time with LeBron. On the other side of the ball, for the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, he will try to become the sixth player in NBA history to win the MVP and the title in the same year. He's already made history himself. He's the first player since Allen Iverson to win the MVP and is playing in his first finals in the same year. That's pretty impressive. So, guys, take on game one.
Warriors by 10.
All right.
I'd say it might be a little bit closer, but I'm still giving it to the Warriors by 6.
6, okay.
Because that place is going to be going off tonight at the Oracle, and it's going to be insane there. That's the loudest arena, like one of the loudest arenas, and those fans are, you know, going to really show up, and that's a huge advantage. And, you know, the Warriors, you know, seem like the healthier team, you know, going into this. So, there's lots of reasons to, and we'll get into all that too.
That's true. It's funny. You said this is going. They did set the record, I think, this year for the loudest stadium in the world, 12. That belongs to the Seattle Seahawks at the Quest Field up in Seattle. At the same time, in the Oracle Arena in Oakland, California, in 2012, fans were booing their general manager. They were booing him. I remember watching a video on YouTube. They were booing their manager while he was like, they were retiring someone's number, and all they did was boo. They didn't celebrate and no. So it says a lot about that.
Are you surprised, though?
I mean, I didn't watch basketball in 2012. But it says a lot about the Warriors. The Warriors have come a long way. They definitely have come a long way. Other news, sticking with the Warriors, there was questions all throughout the week. Will Klay Thompson play? How long is he out for? And that question came after he basically got kneed in the ear and suffered a concussion in game 5. Against the Houston Rockets. But he is going to play tonight, game one. Now, guys, Klay, we already know Steph Curry is going to shine because he's Steph Curry, and that's what he does. But is Klay Thompson playing a factor? I know it helps the Warriors, but how much does it help the Warriors in game one tonight?
Klay Thompson. I don't see Klay Thompson making that much of an impact maybe in the first game, only because I think the attention is really going to be on Curry. I think he's going to be used as a decoy a lot I don't think he's fully back from the concussion. I may be wrong, but honestly, I don't know. He's going to have a limited impact, but I think it's going to be a good game for him, though.
Yeah, he's definitely going to just have to watch his head, literally, because the Cavs.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm the Cavs, I'm going after his head, literally. Because he's a star player. He's the second best player on the team, if you ask me. He's behind, of course, Curry.
Oh, I think he's the second best.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Well, all right. Well, let me know when Draymond Green scores 42 points in one quarter. Or is it 37 points? My bad.
He's got a point there. He's got a point there, but then also, KG does have a point. Because, I mean, Draymond Green, who would have thought Draymond Green would be in the position that he's in as far as being as productive as he's been the whole season and the playoffs? So, I mean, that's a good point. But, yeah, Clay, I don't know, man. It's a toss-up between who the second best player on that team is, in my opinion.
Well,
yeah, I mean, Clay, you know, Clay, we're going to have him up with Shumpert, against Shumpert, but he'll see time on LeBron, Kyrie, J.R. Smith, and, you know, any of the other big guys, too. So, I mean, and he's, you know, versatile, as is Draymond Green. Draymond Green can, you know, guard all the positions and, you know, do so effectively. So, I mean, they're both real versatile players, and, you know, obviously that's a huge advantage to have. But I just give the edge a little bit to Green on that one, though.
All right, so we all have our opinions on who the second best player is, but there's no doubt that there is a best player on this Golden State Warriors team, and his name, Steph Curry. Or like I think his legal name is Wardell Curry. I'm not sure, but I do know his Instagram is his name is Wardell Curry, Wardell.
That's not his name. That's probably his middle name.
Hey, that's all I saw on his Instagram. I'm not sure what the. Anyway, we're not focusing on the name. We're focused on his playing because he's obviously the best player on the Warriors team. But there, apparently, I was listening to the KG and Figgy show last night. I hope you guys were too.
Yeah,
apparently there's a rule now that they told Curry that he cannot shoot as many threes as he wishes he can. He is only allowed to shoot only, like, I think they said three threes because he makes too many threes. Now, honestly, that's ridiculous. Like, Kevin Gonzalez from the Cajun Figure Show is agreeing with me. That's ridiculous. They should not change the rules for one guy just because he's good. That's like telling Jordan you couldn't.
So they're limiting him to how many threes he shoots?
Yeah, they said he can only shoot like three.
Do you really honestly believe that?
I mean, no. It came from the KG and Figgy show. We all know KG and Figgy. They know their stuff when it comes to basketball.
That's not true, man. That's not true.
All right. Anyway. But anyway. Let's see.
All right. I just want to ask you guys the question. Yesterday, you know, there was a lot of talk about Kyrie being ready to go or not. And, you know, the interesting thing was that Kyrie on Friday said, you know, everything was great with his knee and he's ready to go. And then the last couple of days, David Blatt said Kyrie was day-to-day, not progressing as quickly as originally thought. And Kyrie said yesterday, I'm just going to go out there and will myself to play. So my question to you is, you know, is this the Cavs, you know, doing some gamesmanship, you know, are they playing possum, kind of like Ben Roethlisberger did in the Super Bowl against the Packers with his ankle and everything, and then he, you know, came back out. So I was just wondering what your guys' thoughts were on that, you know, because is he going to just come out there and, you know, really ball tonight, or, you know, do you think he's, you know, legitimately having trouble?
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, if you ask me, I'm going to go ahead and say this is sort of like Ben Roethlisberger. This is about 45 against Green Bay. How I don't know if he faked the injury. There was debate that he did fake the injury. I remember I was watching the NFL Network has these things where they show the Super Bowls, and they had Clay Matthews mic'd, and he was saying that Ben Roethlisberger had faked the injury. So I'm going to go ahead and say that this is the same thing Kyrie Irving is doing. He's basically trying to scare the Cavs. And if he really is injured, though, I say he's going to ball up like you said. He's going to play. I'm not going to say he played like Jordan did when he had the flu in the finals, but he's definitely going to play hard ball because this is his first NBA finals. He wants to win. He got here. Now he wants to win. So expect Kyrie Irving to shine tonight in Oakland.
You know what? I've come to the conclusion that, this injury is pretty much a fluke. I think he's fully healthy. With a week of rest and recovery, I see Kyrie Irving being Kyrie Irving tonight, and that could possibly help the Cavaliers still win tonight in Golden State. I don't see it, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, and I really don't think that, the Warriors, I think, are too smart of a team to fall for, anything like this. I mean, they're still going to prepare like he's going to be out there and everything. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes out tonight and looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we can say that there might be a fluke with Kyrie's injury. We all know there was no fluke with Klay's injury. As, we also saw him bleeding from his ear after he got kneed in the head. And then even after his post-game interview, he was having a hard time hearing what the reporter was trying to ask him. But
I remember.
like we said, Klay Thompson injured. Does that affect his play tonight?
Do you think the noise of the arena will affect him? Maybe. I mean, again, it's a week of recovery time for Klay Thompson as well. I don't know how much of a burden, how much of a hindrance it will be on him as far as the noise is concerned, but I don't know if I can buy into that Klay Thompson is really still feeling the repercussions of the whole concussion. I don't know. I really don't know.
Casey, what do you think? Do you think that Klay is going to have a tough time playing with the loud crowd noise and his concussion?
Well, it's hard because, with concussions, like the recovery and the severity, they're all different. There's all different factors in each individual case. He has said he had suffered a concussion before, so this wasn't his first one. I think the noise, could be a factor. I know they always play with loud music and everything during practice, but obviously that's not anything like the actual crowd being there. He says he's good to go. I don't think he's 100%. Obviously, like they said, the week's rest helps, and, they've had him out a couple practices. So, that'll be interesting to, see what happens, too, with that.
It's true. It's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens tonight. So we've talked about Kyrie's supposed injury. We talked about Klay's injury. But when we come back, we're going to talk about their matchups and more. You're listening to Steven Sports Blog here on MSL Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know because at the end of the day, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Err, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog, for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Miami, what's good? Steven Sports Blog here with you on MSL Radio. Casey Wallach, as always, and joining us today is Darren Williamson. Just before we get back to the little NBA Finals talk, I do have breaking news for the city of Miami. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is expected to formally announce his 2016 presidential bid June 15th in the city of Miami. So again,
are you voting for him?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I have to watch presidential elections and stuff. Like, just wanted to get at that there, City of Miami. Just remember to check that out. So, you want to talk NBA Finals with us, call into the show, 646-716-8715. Hit us on Twitter, at RadioKinetic2, at Casey Wallach. Darren is at GodsChild530, and we are at 305 Sports and Life. Now, we here at MSL, I know I've said it, Andrew said it, and Eric has said it, Eric Robinson and Andrew Powell have said it. We like to do analysis, not like they do on SportsCenter. We do it in a different perspective. But today, and for right now, we're going to do it sort of like SportsCenter does when we talk about tonight's matchups. And the first one we're going to go with, Kyrie Irving will go up against Steph Curry. You know that's a matchup to watch. How do you guys see that playing out?
Who do you have? Who do I have winning that matchup just on the series? Obviously Steph Curry, only because he's healthy. The question is though, will Kyrie Irving be able to limit Steph Curry's impact on the game? That's what I'm looking for with that matchup.
Right. I'm looking to see if Kyrie will be able to keep Curry's three-point shots limited. But, Casey, how do you see Kyrie against Curry playing out?
Well, I mean, the only way really that Kyrie is going to, beat Curry as far as the matchup goes is Kyrie's going to have to kind of play like he did in the Boston series where he, was really efficient. He was, had high shooting percentage, and I think he was like 12 of 25 behind 3-point. And he, he was, explosive and everything. I don't know if, the Kyrie from the Boston series is, going to be available. So I'm giving the edge to Curry and by a fair margin, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm also going to give to Curry just because supposedly Kyrie's injured. I do think that that may have a small effect on how he plays tonight against Steph Curry. And not only that, but I just think that Steph Curry overall is a bigger impact player than Kyrie Irving is. So the next matchup we have here, Klay Thompson will go up against Iman Shumpert. Or Shumpert. I'm not sure if I spelled that right. Iman Shumpert. How do you guys see that one playing out? Klay Thompson against Iman Shumpert.
That matchup, as far as Shumpert offensively, I don't think he's going to give Klay Thompson any, pretty much no challenge because Shumpert's not in there for that. I mean, he's going to hit the occasional three, but granted, as far as on the defense, we're looking on the defensive side with Shumpert guarding Klay Thompson. I expect to see Klay Thompson operating out of the post a lot. I see him operating on the post on maybe the left to right side, and I see him overmatching this shorter Iman Shumpert. It may not happen or may not. It may happen, but that's what I'm looking for. So I got Klay Thompson's got the upper hand with me in that matchup.
Casey, how do you see Klay Thompson against Iman Shumpert playing out tonight?
Well, I mean, Shumpert's been a good defender and everything. And, you might see him a little bit against, Curry, even, if they switch around. But, I just really, think it's, this matchup is kind of like Klay's to lose. He just is the more dominant player, I would say. So I'm going to go Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I'm also going to say Klay because I know a lot more about Klay than I do about Shumpert. And I know that Klay, big impact player when it comes to the Cavs and the Warriors. I'm sticking with my case. Klay Thompson is the second best player on the Warriors team. The third and final matchup I have is everybody's favorite basketball player, LeBron. He goes up against Harrison Barnes. Now, obviously, I think that LeBron's going to dominate Harrison Barnes tonight. I see LeBron getting at least a double-double, maybe a triple-double, who knows, going up against someone like Harrison Barnes. But how do you guys see this one playing out?
Yeah, you were accurate when you said triple-double because I see that tonight only because LeBron has so much to burden because Kyrie Irving is such a question mark. But, yeah, I see him dominating that matchup. No way. There's no way Harrison Barnes has the upper hand with that matchup at all.
All right. And, I also give it to LeBron just because, he is so powerful and you've seen him, easily break one-on-one coverages and, even double teams and everything. The one strategy that the Warriors could use, if you forced James to try and beat them from the outside, he has to shoot better from the three than he's currently shooting, which in the postseason, which is, I think, 17.6% or something like that. That's the, I guess the strategy that, the Warriors would have to do. But, Barnes is a good defender, but it's just, no question. It's LeBron.
LeBron will dominate Harrison Barnes tonight, game one. And I'm actually going to say, if LeBron does get a triple-double, I think that the Cavs are going to steal game one. But if LeBron gets a double-double, the only way the Cavs lose is if Curry scores more than 30 points, which I think he's going to score more than 30 points. I give him 32 points tonight. I see the Warriors win. I can't give you a final score because I just don't know how the game's going to play out. We'll just have to see game one tonight in Oakland, California. Not only is it the first for Steph Curry, it's also first for the two head coaches, David Blatt and Steve Kerr. This is the first time in NFL and NBA Finals history that two first-year coaches will face off since the first year of the NBA, which my research tells me is 1946. So it's been a while since two first-year coaches have faced off against each other in basketball. Now, I'm going to go back. I just want to go back to the Kyrie Irving injury because I'm not sure if we discussed this or not. Casey had asked me last night, and I'm going to ask you guys now, do you think the Golden State Warriors will bite this injury? Do you think they believe that Kyrie's really injured and they're going to go easy on him?
I don't think that can ever happen in an NBA Finals matchup. And I'm not, you know, discrediting your question because it's a great question. But do you really think that a team led by Steve Kerr, who's been around so many greats, are going to bite on something like that? A smoke screen, not even a smoke screen, because, I mean, coming into this matchup, I can tell you that that organization, that team knows Kyrie Irving is healthy, and if he's not, they're still going to come after him as if he is healthy because they're expecting him to take the load off LeBron. And they're trying to limit LeBron, but they have to limit Kyrie Irving at the same time. So, no, I don't think they'll bite.
All right. I do say that they should go easy on him because we don't want what happened with the Saints a couple years back, where they just basically wanted to hurt players. We don't want that to happen again. But, Casey, now it's time for you. Do you think that the Warriors will bite and believe that Kyrie's actually injured? Do you think they will go easy on him tonight?
No, I agree with everything that Darren said. You know, I probably couldn't say, you know, anything different than what he said. So, I mean, I just agree with everything he said. Do you want to talk about the bench of each team? Because that's a, you know, they're reserve players. It's a, you know, big advantage Warriors on that one because they have the deepest and the most versatile bench in the league, and they've got quality backups at nearly every single position. And the Cavs have J.R. Smith and Dellavedova. Anyway, and the Cavs bench, I think, ranks in the bottom five in offense and defense efficiency. So there's that. You know, they've got plenty of guys. The Warriors have plenty of guys that can go out there and handle it. So I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Oh, I don't know much about this. Apparently the advantage goes to the Warriors. So it's going to be interesting to see how both benches play out. They have that matchup as well, the two benches. But I'm gonna go with what you say, and I'm just gonna say that the Warriors bench will dominate. But again, it all comes down to LeBron, just like it always does in Cleveland and when it did in Miami. It all comes down to LeBron. Unfortunately, it's the way the fans think. And sometimes, actually, that's actually the way it is. So we have a 1 minute left. I just really want to go really fast. Last 2 cents. Gronk and his family will be on Family Feud this weekend. That's gonna be fun to watch. I can't wait to see that on TV. The Browns signed a 9-year-old to a contract that's part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Darrell Revis says he is the best cornerback in the league, and then he started ripping Richard Sherman. Wow. I don't know what he's thinking. How many – yeah, but you know, like, it's my question. How many picks does he have compared to Richard Sherman? Not a lot as much. There's one Heat player. I don't know the name, but he has a lot of tattoos, and I think he has, like, sort of a faux hawk. He was on NBC's Extreme Weight Loss the other night. I didn't watch. He might have been. Yeah, that's him. He was on ABC's Extreme Weight Loss the other night. Number one, UCLA went down to Maryland Monday night in the college baseball world, knocking them out of the College World Series. UCLA is the third one seed eliminated since 1999. Lakers' Nick Young proposed to his girlfriend Iggy Azalea. She said yes. The X Games began yesterday in Austin, and they will run through Sunday. Landon Collins, Giants safety Landon Collins, changed his number to 21 in honor of Redskins safety Sean Taylor, who was shot and killed in his Miami home November 27th, 2007. Casey, I'm sorry, but we are out of time for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Enjoy the game tonight. If you're in Oakland, go Warriors. If you're in Cleveland, go Cavs. I don't care. I'm going Warriors. Let's go Warriors. Thank you all for listening. Thank you guys for being out with me. And we'll be back tomorrow.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only.